Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I've got myself sorted now. Here we go. And how do we find you on this, what is it? Is it Thursday afternoon? I hope I find you well.
It is.
Very well.
Jolly good.
Wonderful.
And we're talking about the 16th annual Newport Beach Film Festival, which follows the Oscars. And a very special year this year, celebrating the best of British film. Gary, in terms of British film this year, it is a real purple patch, isn't it?
Well, it's a pretty stellar lineup, and both of the films that are getting most of the attention, Theory of Everything and The Imitation Games, are wonderful stories, well told, with a great message and a great emotional connection that I think bonds it with the moviegoer. And that's really what I think distinguishes a lot of British films, is they really focus on compelling stories. And, of course, having both of these stories be true stories makes it even stronger.
Absolutely. And, of course, The Imitation Game in particular, a much-loved figure, still thankfully with us. And he's a very big figure in America, isn't he?
Yes. You're referring to Stephen Hawking and at The Theory of Everything? Absolutely. Iconic. And it's really amazing when you're watching the movie that he was never really supposed to make it anywhere close to how long he's made it. And it's an inspiration to a lot of folks.
And, Greg, tell us about the Newport Beach Film Festival. This is the 16th Beach Film Festival. Tell us about its history.
No, certainly. So we're located right off the California coast, an hour away from L.A., an hour away from San Diego. And so it's perfectly situated for people to come on in and really experience all of Southern California. And it's from a festival perspective, we screen 350 films, which is quite large, from about 50 different countries. And since its beginning 16 years ago, we've always had a strong, special relationship with UK filmmakers. And it really culminated last year with our very first UK showcase. We were able to put a very strong spotlight on up-and-coming filmmakers. And we're continuing it this year with an expanded showcase and an opportunity for UK filmmakers to submit their films. Possibly some of them will be brought over to the festival to experience it firsthand. So we're really asking any UK filmmakers, if they're interested in submitting their films, to log on to NewportBeachFilmFest.com. Again, NewportBeachFilmFest.com. And that way you can take a look directly about submitting your films to the festival if that's your interest. And it's a great festival. I mean, 55,000 people. Because of our proximity to Hollywood, we get a strong attendance by the entertainment set. So both producers, directors, film distributors, sales agents. And then it's just a great experience, not only from the standpoint of watching film, but also socializing, going to our after parties and events that we hold every night of the week.
And it's the fastest growing film festival in the United States right now. It's as big as the Sundance Film Festival, which I know a lot of people know about. And in fact, Newport Beach is a huge holiday destination for the UK as well. And we're actually going to have a film festival promotion where someone from the UK can log on and enter win round-trip air from the UK to Newport Beach on Air New Zealand, week stay at a four-star hotel, 300-pound shopping spree, VIP access to the film festival. All they have to do is log on to visit newportbeach.co.uk and enter to win, and they can get the holiday package and hopefully be able to meet some of their famous and favorite British stars at the festival.
Brilliant. And it follows the Oscars, and I suspect the festival is more relaxed affair than the Oscars. Would I be fair to say that?
Anything's more relaxing than the Oscars, I have a
feeling. Yes. We're very laid back. It's we look at it inclusive luxury or inclusive elegance. It's something where everybody who comes in front of and behind the camera and in the audience is a celebrity for us.
And it's all about breaking new talent as well.
Most certainly, 100%.
Yeah. And what is your favorite British film? I should throw that to you, Gary, first of all.
Well, we've been giving it some thought this morning on some of that. I'm not very imaginative on this, but I have to say I am a Bond fan, so I did like Dr. No.
Really?
Think there was that was very entertaining.
What about you, Greg?
Well, a couple of things. One, obviously, we are big fans of The Imitation Game and that we're honoring that film tonight at the Mii Hotel in London with the cast and crew. So we're very excited about that. But as far as all time for me, it kind of goes back a while, but that would be Lion and Winner with Katharine Hepburn and Peter O'Toole. And great, great film. People will argue it's a little stagey, but I've always enjoyed it very, very much.
Fantastic. Because it was a bit of a romance with British film actors in America, isn't it?
Almost. Yeah, most certainly.
Yeah. What is it? What is it about them? What is it? What is it about the Brit actor?
Which one?
Cumberbatch. Eddie Redmayne, the British actor in particular, what is it?
Well, I think everyone loves a good story, and everyone enjoys a strong performance. And we've been talking today about what really kind of separates or distinguishes UK talent versus US talent. And I think when you look at the UK talent here, you're looking at people who, one, have a country that has a very, very strong tradition in celebrating the arts. But also, most importantly, celebrating the theater. And you look at the training and the classical training that so many of these people receive, and not only is it from their training, but it's all the way through the idea of they may have been trained in the theater or have had experience in the theater. They then go on into film, and then they come back to the theater and refine and hone their craft and their skills. And that's something that you see a little bit in the U.S., but not as much. And that really is an opportunity to take people's abilities to the next level, and I think you're seeing that paying off.
And you've seen a number of very successful franchises, and over the years, we mentioned James Bond, but sure, certainly the Harry Potter franchise, and then even a couple of years ago, The King's Speech with Colin Firth. Again, another true story, very masterfully played, that got a lot of Oscar buzz. So, and then even on the television side with Downton Abbey, which is an international phenomenon. So, I mean, there is a sense of quality storytelling that comes out of the UK market that I think really sets it apart.
Fantastic. Remind us of when the 16th annual Newport Beach Film Festival is taking place.
Yes, we are April 23rd through the 30th in Southern California.
Fantastic. And that's all important website.
It is visitnewportbeach.co.uk, and we'd love to have people log on, because we consider ourselves the con of California, and we think that people would have a terrific time both enjoying the films as well as a great lifestyle destination with some great shopping, great beaches, beautiful yacht harbor, and a chance to see the best of the Southern California lifestyle.
You've sold it beautifully. You have. Gary Sherwin and Greg Schwenk, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And
thank you,
Adrian. Enjoy your festival.
Thank you very much.